Dictation for Rebecca, R-E-B-E-C-C-A, Byron, B-Y-R-O-N, December 1067, address as a letter, Christina, K-R-I-S-T-I-N-A, HUG, H-U-G, 463-2249. Dear Christina, follow up for Mrs. Byron, who has a history of chronic low magnesium, last visit in May. Was in the hospital Covenant October. Found it to have congestive heart failure with low ejection fraction 30%. Cardiac cath was done. Apparently no severe obstructive coronary artery disease as no procedure was required. Complaining of fatigue, blood pressure runs in the low side. Denied chest pain palpitations. No oxygen. Sudden dyspnea. No purulent material hemoptysis. Use a CPAP machine for a sleep apnea. Stable edema. Weight at home 208 to 210. Trying to do salt fluid restriction. Sound like headiness, but no syncope. Getting medications for adrenal insufficiency. Chronic neuropathy from prior chemotherapy, chronic diarrhea. Does not use any Lomotil, no bleeding. Has a history of metastatic endometrial cancer of the uterus. Next paragraph, medication list review. I want to highlight the hydrocortisone for the adrenal insufficiency, pain control with narcotics, onuranthin, blood pressure losartan, metoprolol, potassium replacement, aldactone, which is replacing the amiloride that we were doing for low potassium, low magnesium. Also on your diets, antidepressants, this paragraph today, blood pressure 112/92 on the right sided, weight 210. No localized rhalwises, no arrhythmia, no gross JVD, no pericardial wrap, obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness, stable edema, left more than right. This paragraph, most recent chemistries, October, normal kidney function, magnesium runs low, she has not tolerated oral magnesium because of diarrhea and muscle cramping. She gets intravenous magnesium. Has normal cell count, normal white blood cell platelet, normal hemoglobin, normal albumin and calcium, minor increase of phosphorus. Low sodium, high potassium, metabolic acidosis around 19. This is from the diarrhea. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Low magnesium with urinary wasting of magnesium documented by high fractional excretion of magnesium. Unfortunately, there is no good treatment for that. The intravenous infusion of magnesium only lasts for a short period of time. Now it's off the amiloride because it's taking aldactone for congestive heart failure with low ejection fraction. Next number, normal kidney function. Next number, congestive heart failure, low ejection fraction, 30%. presently on beta blockers, ACE inhibitors, aldactone and potassium replacement. Prior low sodium and high potassium effect of medications, continue to monitor. Tolerating giardiance because of the congestive heart failure. Next number, adrenal insufficiency on treatment. If potassium remains an issue, elevated from medications, might need to add mineralocorticoid medication like fludrocortisone to get rid of potassium and watch careful on sodium retention. Continue to monitor, always to discuss with the patient and the dictation.